Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the Believer's Authority was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
There's a lot of people that just turn on a television or a radio to just have noise in the background and don't even think about it. And yet, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Every word that you hear is either ministering life or death. For you to just have something on in the background and not even be tuned into it, you're just releasing death into your home. Most of what you hear, most of it is death. Even on Christian television, there's a tremendous amount of death being spoken. And so you can't just turn on the TV or the radio and let it go. It's producing death. Jesus here is saying that we need to change our attitude. Our society doesn't embrace what Jesus is saying, but that's the reason that most of us don't talk to things and see them respond. This isn't the way we do things, but it's the way Jesus did things, and things will still respond if we would do it Jesus' way. He said, speak to the things, and you have to believe that what you say comes to pass. You have to believe that your words come to pass. Now, if you're just saying all kinds of foolish things, and if you aren't a person of integrity, if you will promise people stuff, like, I know some of you are going to think this is insignificant, but again, if you can't do that which is least, you can't do that which is greatest. If you aren't faithful in that which is least, you won't be faithful in the greatest. There are some of you that tell people that you'll be at a place at 7 o'clock and you leave home at 7 o'clock. You don't fulfill your words. You don't do what you say. Church starts at 10 o'clock and you're doing good to get there by 10:30. And that's just the way that you do things. You say all kinds of things. You promise people this and that, but you don't hold up your word. You know, when I pastored a church, I never had a big church, by the way, because of things like this. But when I pastored a church, I told people, I said, being late's ungodly. The word ungodly means not like God. Ungodlike. And so I said, if you say you're coming over to my house to eat at 7 o'clock, I should be able to have the food on the table and ready to sit down because you told me you'd be there at 7. If you aren't there by 7, you're ungodly. And so we told people that. And you know what? If people came in late, we'd welcome them and say, come in, you're ungodly, but we love you. I think the largest church I ever had was 100. But it's true. And you know, it got to the place that in our church, we didn't have very many people. But when you invited somebody over, you could count on it. You could have the food on the table because they would be there because they held their word. And you would be surprised how that changed relationships. That if a person said they were going to do something, they would do it. There was no such thing as a person saying, oh yeah, I'll do this, and then they never follow through. The truth is most of us are unfaithful in our words. We say and promise things. We tell people, you know, they come up and say, does this dress make me look fat? Oh no, you just are beautiful. And then you go away and tell your wife, man, she really does look fat. You know what that is? It's lying. Now you can use a little bit of tact. I mean, you might sit there and, like, I was preaching on this not long ago, and a woman came up and says, does this make me look fat? And I said, you don't want to hear what I've got to say. That's just what I didn't tell her she was fat. I just said, you don't want to hear what I got to say. But I didn't lie to her. You know what? We'll sit there and lie to people. And some of you think that this is insignificant. That's not important. Again, if you can't do that which is least, if you don't get to a place that you speak the truth, then you know what? When you go to saying to your body, you're healed in the name of Jesus, your body will doubt what you say, because you say all kinds of things that you don't mean. You know, I read a book entitled, Who Switched Off My Brain? by a medical doctor. And this medical doctor, I didn't read the whole thing. I read about half of it or something, so I don't know. But in the part that I read, she never mentioned the Lord. It wasn't a Christian book. Later, I've seen her on some Christian programs, so I believe that she is a Christian. But anyway, she was just doing things from a medical standpoint, and she was showing, she had diagrams of your brain cells, and she went into all these things. But here's the long and the short of it, is that she said that your brain is in touch with every cell in your body billions of times per day. There is constant communication going on between your thoughts and your body. And each cell in your body has what she called receptors. And these receptors have like a combination on it that keeps out radical cells. Cancer is nothing but cells. Everybody has cancer cells, radical cells in their body, but your cells have a combination that doesn't let these radical cells into your other cells. But if you get what this doctor was calling toxic thoughts, if you get depressed, bitter, angry, things like that, then that communicates with your cells and it changes the combination and allows these radical cells to penetrate and get into your cells, and that's how cancer starts growing. Everybody has cancer cells, but not everybody has cancer cells killing them because their body is able to reject it and deal with it. And she said that it's your thoughts that are communicating. And so here's my point, is that if all that be true, which is basically what the scripture is saying, that you know what? If you get negative in your thoughts, if you don't believe that your words are coming to pass because 99% of your words are things that you don't mean, you aren't going to follow through, you tell people you'll be there at 7, you get there at 7:10, it just doesn't matter. Words aren't important to you. You have communicated that to every cell in your body. And so when you say, cancer be dead, pain be gone, your body thinks, what's wrong? What's different from these words and any other words? It doesn't believe it. And so you don't believe it. You don't trust those words. All the other words you say mean nothing. There's people that get mad and say things and then they come back, oh, I didn't mean it, and just exit out. You know, you can't take words back like that. Every word that you speak is either life or death. You need to get to where you don't say anything you don't mean, and you mean what you say. We need to get to where when we tell somebody something, we tell them the truth. And if you can't say something good, you don't have to say something bad, but at least keep your mouth shut. Don't speak something that is contrary to what you believe. You have to believe that the words you speak come to pass. And you can't do that listening to things like I used examples last night of how we've been told about the bird flu, the avian flu, killing 1/3 of the world population, and it didn't come to pass. And so we just go on and forget it. No, that ought to be something that incenses you, that you were lied to. You ought to be able to recognize that most of these predictions about our situation being equal to the Great Depression, it's a lie. You can go on the internet and find out the statistics. It's a lie. It's not the truth. There's a difference between 50% mortgage foreclosures and 4.5% or 5% that we're in today. That's not the same as the Great Depression. There's a difference between 25% unemployment and 7.2% unemployment. There's a difference between 3,000 banks failing and 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 banks failing. It's not the Great Depression. It's a lie. And if you don't sit there and judge this and straighten things out and get to where you start speaking the truth and rejecting lies, then when it comes time to speak to your body and command cancer to die and your body to be well, your body is going to say, what's... It doesn't believe words. It doesn't believe your words. You've trained it. Every cell in your body knows that you don't mean what you say. Down on a cellular level, your body knows whether or not you believe the words that you speak. That's what Jesus is saying here. You have to say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and not doubt in your heart, but believe that the words you speak come to pass. And brothers and sisters, this is one of the reasons we aren't seeing greater manifestation, because most of us don't believe our words. You don't even hold yourself accountable to it. Somebody comes up to you and says, well, you said this. Well, I didn't mean it. Shame on you. It's quiet in here. I know some of you think this is just weird. Some of you think I'm weird. You know what? I think you're weird. This is the way that the Bible says. This is Jesus. This is our Savior. This is the one who had the greatest example of anybody. There's no greater example than this. He's telling you how it worked. You have to believe in the power of your words. Jesus didn't goof around. Jesus didn't say things that he didn't mean. He didn't tell people that, oh, that, you look wonderful in that robe, when the truth was they looked ugly. Jesus didn't say things that he didn't mean. Amen. You got to get, we need to be like Jesus. Instead of trying to make him like us, we ought to become like him. And if this makes you counterculture, let it be counterculture. Amen. Most people aren't getting this results. And it's because we've become like our culture. We ought to change. Most people would love to have these kind of results. But they don't want to do this. They don't want to do something that's going to make them stand out from everybody else. They don't want to sit there and always tell the truth and be on time and do what they say and uphold their word. The Bible says that a godly man will swear to his own hurt and not change. Even if you said something that was wrong, you'll go ahead and do it because of your word. You won't violate your word. It used to be that you could just give a person your word or shake a hand and, man, your word was as good as contract. Now, you can put it in writing, and if you have a good lawyer, it doesn't mean anything. Nobody holds himself to their word. That's wrong. Something's wrong with this. We need to be like this. He's putting the emphasis on your words. You've got to get to where you say what you mean what you say, you never mind.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Believer's Authority. The Believer's Authority is available for the very first time in book form and can be ordered through bookstores nationwide. Or you can receive a copy when you send a gift of any amount for the work of this ministry. Request book R327 when you write or call or when you go to our website. A Spanish version is also available. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series RM234 or DVD series R3205 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I know that many of you are relating to what I'm saying, that you're beginning to understand that the way our hearts are towards God is not the way that He intended it to be, that there needs to be a change. And many of you are just benefiting from this and see how that everybody needs to hear this. You know, I'm reaching as far with the gospel as I possibly can. Our media buyer just recently told us that we now reach 2.2 billion people, potential. But you know, of course, we need multiple broadcasts to be able to saturate those markets, and there's a lot of people that haven't yet heard these truths. I'm asking those of you who've been blessed by this program to help us financially to become a partner so that we can reach out and touch more people. Please call and become a partner today.